Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we've got Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. He's the guy that polls hundreds of business managers just like you and me out across the country who are out there making things happen where the rubber meets the road. And he asked them, how are things going? How are things now? How are things a month ago? How are things going to be in the next 2 months? And they tell him what they see, what they're feeling, what they're experiencing. He puts that information into a report, and he lets us have it once a month. And he's here with one of those right now. And this is one time, folks. We love Sam, but we're really glad to see him this month. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back this time in particular because of all the positive news that we have after a couple of years of kind of dreary news. This is breaking very positive, and
Sam,
well,
I got
happy to be here.
I got a little song for you.
Mm-hmm.
Green, glorious green. I like these green arrows.
Well,
I'm so sick.
Exactly.
Of
1 month does not a trend make, but I we've had a positive, if anemic, but positive trend now for almost a year as the economy has come off the bottom. But this month was like a breakaway in terms of the positive leaps. And so we think that at least for the near term, things will be materially better. And we're looking forward to the next couple of months as a minimum.
Well, you know, Sam, one of my mentors from decades ago, and I mean all the way back to my Sears days, one of my mentors used to tell me whenever we were talking about my department or whatever, he was a store manager there. Gene Kendrick was his name. Mm-hmm. Is his name. He's still alive. And Gene said to me, he said, you know, Jim, sales cures a lot of ills. And I'm looking at your order backlog arrows here, and the past month and the month and the 2 months ahead, both are getting green arrows. Now that you know, somebody asked me, almost a year ago on Fox Business, you know, what do small businesses need? I said we need more sales.
Yeah, we need revenues, and that leads to hiring people and spending more money ourselves for materials and. The whole thing takes off when we have more revenues, and backlogs are the most tangible evidence for expectations of near-term shipping and delivery of services. And so when we see backlogs develop as strongly as they did in the past month, then it is very tangibly a good indication for the next near term. 60
right.
days in our case.
Now, do
when
you
go and poll our people? It's the same folks, same hundreds of people each month. So we actually are reporting a trend on a consistent survey
mm-hmm,
base,
mm-hmm.
And in particular in the backlogs, they took off more strongly than we have about ever seen in a month to month change.
Wow.
Looking out for the next 60 days, the proportion of our respondents who indicated that they expect their backlogs to get larger soared from 36% to 59%. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And the proportion that said that they thought their backlogs will worsen during the next 60 days declined from 11% to 4%.
Wow.
It doesn't get much better than that. That's a huge move. And you know, we're real sensitive to the employment situation, and there are big big employment reports coming out today, Thursday and tomorrow, Friday. We believe that those reports will end up being more positive than most people are now expecting.
On this backlog order, before we get too excited over that, and I'm not trying to be the Grinch here, but how much of this is just inventory backloading, a refilling holding down our inventories, which we've been doing over the last year or so. I wonder how much of that is associated with that. And I'm going to let you answer that when we come back after these messages, folks. It's good news. I don't want to say it's not good news, but we need to make sure that we see what it is. Is it new business or is it just inventory refilling? 20 till right back with Sam Norwood after these messages. Stay with us. Little Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you check out my blog there. Hope you'll subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. And we got lots of good stuff there for you that you can read, listen to, ask questions. You got something, you got only 5 seconds? We got something you can do in 5 seconds there. You got 15 minutes? We got that too. Or anywhere in between, we got something you can read or listen to there. So go to smallbusinessadvocate.com. I think you'll find, just look at the categories. Look at, do a search for what's on your mind. And you can even search by the resource, by listening or reading. You can do all that. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Sam Norwood is with us. He's brought the Tatum LLC Survey of Business Conditions. This month's is really good. And Sam, as we went to the break, you were giving us the good news about order backlogs. And again, I don't want to sound like the Grinch, but how much do you guys, do you have any feeling for how much of this is really new business in terms of, you know, things opening up, and how much of it is just backfilling inventory?
Well, let's take a look at the same
a good question, Sam? Is that a fair question?
It's a fair question because to some degree, we have to consider seasonal factors, and we do not adjust for what we think are seasonal factors. We take it as it is. But let's look at January a year ago, which was, you know, a pretty horrible time compared to where we are right now.
Right.
And the backlogs in January a year ago, in the outlook at that time, there were right at 28% who said they thought in the next 60 days backlogs would be rising. That compares now to nearly 60%.
Mm-hmm.
So although there may be a seasonal factor, exactly a year ago, they were just much less than they are right now.
Right. Well, that's good news. I mean, I think that's good news. And all these things are little bitty building blocks that are going to ultimately, incrementally, grow the economy back. So we got order backlogs, capital expenditure commitments. Now this is good news too, because the last report you gave us, those arrows were not going the right way.
No, and so we're happy to see that. It means it's an indication of overall confidence, and it also is an indication that people are getting maybe a bit better financing right now than they did, and it's an indication that maybe their outlook is more positive, so they need higher capacity. Of course, we know the capital expenditures go for more things than mere capacity, and there's still plenty of slack left in overall capacity. But in any case, we think that the capital expenditures being up is real positive, and business spending like this will be one of the boosters, we believe, in the overall economic recovery.
Well, Sam, and of course, this ties in with the capital availability and pricing that we're going to talk about in a little bit. But you know, one of the things that's been interesting as unemployment has gone up, productivity has also gone up.
Yes,
and that's because more and more people are, you know, we're getting more out of our people than we were. I mean, we probably already had, some companies probably already had too many employees, for one thing. But the other thing is, the technology we're using is making us more productive. And that's where most of this capital expenditure goes, isn't it? For new technologies, new innovations, and things like that. And so, what do you think that tells us? What does that say about does that tell you, seeing these numbers, does that tell you that companies are saying, you know what, I've survived. I actually survived this mess that we had, and I better get on this tick and make sure my company is ready for the recovery. What do you think?
Well, when we are in distress, as most of us have been for the last, certainly 1 year, and for most of us, the last 2 years, it's been a distressful time, both in regard to our own business situation and our ability to get financing. So, under those circumstances, we've been deferring things mm-hmm. that we know we probably want to do, but simply can't. And now we're sort of thawing out, you might say. And are saying, well, now I think it's time to go ahead and make those commitments. And it goes beyond capital expenditure commitments are also indicative of being willing to do projects that may or may not be capital, but have been deferred during this time of business distress. So we're happy to see it on a broad
right.
front.
Well, let's move over. Let's move over and go directly to capital availability and pricing, because those two are directly connected, I think. Now you've got a red arrow and a green arrow. Explain yourself there.
Well, in the last 30 days, we had a slight downtick in capital availability and pricing. We think that because we lump these two together, we're not certain how much of it was availability and how much was pricing, but we do know that pricing went up some in the past
right.
Month, and we think that's a pricing issue more than an availability issue.
Well, see, if pricing goes up, you can't price something that you can't report pricing going up if you didn't get it.
Well,
so you see what I mean,
true,
and so
we're observing as well as experiencing in this as we report. And our observation is that the pricing went up, but the availability, we think, did not change much in
wow.
the past 30 days. But looking out for the next 60 days, it's our view that the availability, which is most important to us, is going to be improving, because we believe that the banks are getting more flush.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're going to come take a quick break. We're going to come back, folks, and plug right back in at that place. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum LLC. Tatum LLC is an organization that I have been telling you about for a long time. Sam, tell us what you guys do.
Well, we are an outsourced provider of executive talent, primarily in the area of finance. The chief financial officer's function is where we come and fill in. We'll fulfill the seat of CFO. We'll supplement that with the controllership function, and we do projects having to do with the support of the chief financial officer function on an outsource basis. So our folks are permanently part of Tatum, but they come to serve clients on an as-needed basis, either part-time, full-time, or temporary. And so for small businesses that are growing, going through transitions, and need the horsepower, but feel like maybe they don't want to make the full-time commitment, we're a good resource for that. We're in 36 markets around the country.
Well, and they're the people who give you this information for your report, and so back to the, and by the way, that's TatumLLC.com.
TatumLLC.com.
So check it out, folks. Find out what they do there. They do good stuff there. They're executive VPs you can rent, basically, like I used to be. Okay, Sam, the capital expenditures and the credit. I wonder, you know, if your people are saying that they're expecting more capital expenditures, that money's only going to come in from one or two places. Yeah. It's coming from profits and or the cash that they've accumulated, which is good. All that's good news. Mm-hmm. Or it's coming from the expectation of getting credit. All of that's good news for the economy.
Yep.
Isn't it?
Exactly. If it happens that way, which we think it will, we think it's quite positive. And the banks have been quite concerned about commercial real estate. You know, that we hear about, oh, the other shoe will fall with commercial real estate. And, in fact, commercial real estate rents are down, and folks that are doing retail have been under a lot of distress, been hard for them to pay their rent bills. So that is a factor that the banks are quite concerned about. But at the same time, they've also been concerned about the overall economy. And as far as the overall economy is concerned, that part is looking better to them. And we think that they'll be less anxious about extending credit where they have been quite anxious in the past.
Well, they're starting to not have any excuses, Sam, for not lending money. Now I predicted in my 2010 predictions that the big banks would still not lend to small businesses this year, and I believe that. But the smaller banks, the regional banks, the independent community banks are still loaning money, and they're going to be the key to the marketplace success, I think, coming up.
I really believe that's the case. One of the keys to financing overall, if you could give one principle, that principle is that you need to be in front of a lender or a financing source that likes your kind of company.
Yeah.
So if you're a small company, it's helpful to be in front of a small bank or a bank that likes serving smaller companies.
But, Sam, in 2010, anybody who shows up still in business after 2008 and 2009 has got, I mean, just the fact that you can show up with the keys in your pocket to a business that opened up today, that's got to be a credential.
You are a survivor.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, another thing about the banking situation is that as we have been going down in our revenues and collecting our receivables and shrinking our inventories, we've been generating cash.
Right.
This is counterintuitive.
I know.
What happens then in the turnaround, as we turn around and start growing, we need to build those receivables, build the inventories, and a result of that is, while we're in the growth phase, which I anticipate will be accelerating in the near term,
right,
then our demand, our need for cash from the banks increases, actually.
Right.
That'll be the stress, but we think that the banks would be more willing to lend and we'll be going with this overall improving situation.
Sam, let me stop you. I want to get to employment before we run out of time. I only got 40 seconds.
Yep.
Tell us about the employment situation.
Employment very strong.
Quickly.
In the past 30 days and in the outlook for the next 60 days, employment is better, and we think will be reported better in the next couple of days than most people believe. In the next 60 days, we 31% of our respondents said they thought that they would be increasing employment, and that's
good
up from 23% just a month ago.
Good news. Hey, Santa Claus, thank you. You're a little bit late, but thank you for the Christmas present.
The messenger here.
There you go. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Right, thanks a lot.
We'll see you next time. Next month, too, by the way. Sam Norwood, he'll be back, folks, and I expect him to bring some more green arrows with him when he comes. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.